We are coming from Evetini Mlalazi, all the way from Zimbabwe. Just to remind you about him, as right now we are having interview with him. Evetini Mlalazi as a winning Christian vocalist, award-winning, a multi-award-winning Christian vocalist, songwriter, and a philanthropist from Jolojo in Matabeleland, North Zimbabwe, and whose music continues to inspire audiences across Southern Africa and beyond with a sound that blends heartfelt worship. We will be remembered that Evetini has become one of Africa's most respected and influential gospel music voices, a visionary artist whose work embodied faith, excellence, and a purpose. So, Evetini Mlalazi, I greet and welcome you in MUT Radio.
Thank you so much. Greetings to you and greetings to the listeners.
Thank you so much for being part of the show. So now it's about to start. We're about to start our interview. Mm-hmm. Yes. So when did you, or just tell us more about yourself, if there's something we couldn't mention here on the on your bio.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just try and add, you did a very good job of summarizing
who I am
exactly.
Okay, thank you.
But I'll start by saying, grew up in a Christian family, and what we did was, over the years, we would have family devotion every morning, every evening.
Yes.
And that shaped our values. That even shaped my interest in music, because every devotion was always filled with a lot of singing, and my dad would always lead us through the singing. And, you know, so over the years, I then developed an interest in music, started singing in choirs and church.
Okay.
And then started music groups when I was in high school.
Okay.
Even when I went to uni. Around 2014, I started a music group called The Vine. We went on to record our first album in 2018. 2020, we were supposed to record the second album. But COVID came and we couldn't meet. And we couldn't continue with the project. So I then started working on music as an individual. And that's how Evetini Mlalazi as a solo artist was birthed. That's how I started, you know, going solo. I mean, since then, God has been good. God has been gracious. Have gone on to record 4 albums as a solo artist. The first one being In the Presence Volume 1, then I did In the Presence Volume 2. And this song you were playing, Mrimchene, is In the Presence Volume 3, which is Great God. And then I have another album, which is a hymns album. I also have, obviously, I'm the face and director of The Vine, which has gone on to record 3 albums. And also, all of this has happened since 2020, by the way. And I've also recorded 3 albums now that are known as Celestial Chorus. This is a program where we meet every end of year. With different artists from America, from the UK, from South Africa, from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And we do hymns. And that one is very big because we go on to have a 100-piece orchestra, you know, 40-member choir. It's quite a huge gathering. But it's sponsored. But it's a very, very powerful program that has led us to record 3 albums. But today I'm sure we're talking Great God, which is the new offering from me.
So yes, exactly.
Put everything in a nutshell.
Yeah, thank you so much. You just gave it almost everything as I've seen. I've just been asking a few questions because now we've got a full picture of what is going on and everything. You just covered all, like almost 70% of the topic of the questions I was about to ask in this interview.
Okay.
Yes. So thank you so much about that. And I heard you mentioning your dad. Are you coming from a Christian home?
Yes, I come from a Christian home.
Yeah, I think that's what
my father has been a very, very huge influence in my ministry.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what makes your journey be more easier compared to others. You couldn't experience any challenges in terms of pursuing your calling.
Well, I mean, challenges would have been there, but I would quickly say, family have been very supportive. Now I'm married.
Yes.
My wife has been very supportive. My children have been very supportive.
Yeah.
My firstborn daughter, who's turning 17 this year, is already, you know,
a
musician in her own right.
So,
she's going to need my support.
God is amazing.
Well.
God is so faithful at all times. So despite harmony, is there any challenges that you face specifically in the industry in terms of finances, in terms of time, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, biggest challenge for me is really time, because I am also a businessman, and I also do a lot of financial structuring or financial advisory. So I have clients to service and all of that, but I have to do all of these things together with ministry. So to try and balance it has not been easy, because sometimes I really feel either of the two can suffer, you know. When you try to pursue music as much, the business side suffers, or vice versa. I think that has been, you know, one of the major challenges. But God has been good. God has been gracious and has really
faithful,
you know, given me a team that is very supportive, that believes in the vision, and they always, you know, make sure that everything is set, and all I have to do is to avail myself for the programs, for the ministrations, etc.
So I heard you mentioning, I couldn't hear properly if it was an album or a song that is titled as I Was Never Alone. It's something as that.
Pardon?
Don't you have an album or a song? I heard you mentioning something like that as titled as I Was Never Alone.
A song that is Never Alone. No. I don't have a song like that.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I was going to ask something. Okay. For now, is there anything you'd love to just give according to your music? Like, what is your inspiration, or how can you define your music?
So my music is really my journey, my life. My music comes from a very, very practical sense.
Yeah.
And that's why I have these, which I call the In the Presence series. Because I believe that when I'm in the presence of God is when I'm the safest. And I can tell you that growing up, once my dad was working, but once he was involved in an accident, he was sent to early retirement, life just changed on us, and things just went from being, you know, okay to a situation where things were very, very tough, going to school, you know.
So
during those tough moments, music was our mainstay. We sang hymns, we sang songs, and I wrote songs, some of which I'm now, you know, recording now, that really speak to what God has been or what God has done for me in my life. My music is really my journey. It speaks to my relationship with God, and I want to project and say, this God what yeah. he has been to me mm. Is exactly what he can be to you and to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. We will be back. There was Evatine Mlalazi from Zimbabwe. And now we're going to go to Adol, and then we'll be back and with his details and also the word of wisdom he would love to share with his fans right here on MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
MUT Radio.
Shape and own your future.
Now, welcome back to MUT Interfaith. If you just joined, we are still with Evatine Mlalazi, having that interview with the multi-award winning all the way from Zimbabwe, and also the child of the Most High Redeemer. So I would love to ask her if there is anything you would love to give to your fans, the word of wisdom or any word, and then we'll be carrying on with your details.
I want to just say that my favorite text is found in Psalms 23, but it's not verse 1, which just says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But it is mm-hmm. the part which says, "Even though I walk through the valley mm-hmm. of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." I think David understands this when he says, through the valley of the shadow of death.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many times David got into situations where he could have died. I mean, when Saul was pursuing him, mm. he could have killed him so many times. He could have killed him. He always, you know, was protected by God. Even at times when you thought, oh, when you're reading the story, and you know, I always say the Bible is the most amazing movie that there is.
Yeah.
When you read the Bible and you're reading these things, you're thinking, oh my goodness, right now he's going to be killed. Right now, there's no way. But he would always somehow, you know, find mm-hmm. a way out. And that's so when David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, I fear no evil because thou art with me. David is talking about something that he knows.
Mm.
There's so many times that we don't know where we could have been hit by a car, where we could have been hit by something, where something could have happened.
Yeah.
You know, where we could have. But God always comes through for us. Sometimes that we can see, sometimes in ways that we cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
But all we need to understand is that we need to continue staying mm. in the place where he wants us to be. We need to stay mm. with God because God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sometimes when things get hard, we want to find other solutions, you know, from other places and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just want to say, just like David, continue to seek solutions from God, because in his word, he says, those that seek him, mm-hmm. he definitely, you know, will come through for them. God is faithful in that way.
Yes.
That those that seek him diligently,
mm.
he will definitely come through for them.
Yeah.
So that's my word to somebody this morning.
Yeah. And the word of wisdom is the word of God. Thank you so much. And now for the listeners, your fans, those would love to hear more of your music, how can they get help?
Thank you. If you want to find my music, you'll find it on Evatine Mlalazi Music. Mm. Evatine Mlalazi Music. If you type on Instagram, if you type on Facebook, Evatine Mlalazi Music, you will find details of where we are touring. You will find details of where the next show is going to be. You'll find details of the next video or new mm-hmm. music. And all the music,
they will just click.
You will find it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You will also find it on all digital streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Amazon, TikTok, you know, mm-hmm. all those. You will find mm-hmm. the music there.
Okay. So they will just check as Evatine Mlalazi.
if you just type Everton Mlalazi music,
okay,
you will see it. Yes.
Okay, you click music
on Instagram, Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being part of the show, for being part of the MUT Interfaith. God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate it.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.